That's the sound of the Assembly Chamber at about 7 p.m. on Wednesday, an hour into what became a marathon five-hour meeting. And that sound is, well, unusual. At this point in most Assembly meetings, the audience has a smattering of city staff, the odd citizen with an application before the planning department, and a couple local reporters resisting the urge to play Words with Friends. Not this week. Almost 40 people packed the chamber, mostly to testify on proposals to raise the sales tax cap and repeal the sales tax exemption for senior citizens, but also just to vent.
Mortgage has gone up, our utilities have gone up, the inflation is racking all of us. I know personally would have to pay for a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk, and I just don't understand why we just go on spending and spending and spending when guys like me are suffering.
I've lived in Sitka for 14 years, and I've always heard business people complaining about how the city is not pro-business. And I've never understood that. But May 12, 2015 is the touchstone of Sitka turning their back on businessmen that are bringing business into Sitka and supporting our community.
I'm upset. I'm upset by all these increases. How can I not be? I love this community. So there, it's said, if you're going to take this away from the seniors, then you need to look at it rationally, not knee-jerk, like everything you do, raise the water, raise the sewer. Look at it rationally.
Those were Sitka residents Dave Fowler, Ann Wilkinson, and Valerie Nelson. Most speakers weren't quite as emotional. Many, for instance, said they were fine with raising the sales tax cap as long as they had time to plan for it. But Assembly members clearly felt under attack and pushed back. Here's member Tristan Gavon.
We really need to have a conversation about what we prioritize and what we're willing to pitch in to contribute to support. We're not funding the schools at the cap. Do we want to fund the schools at the cap like we have in the past so that people in the school system now or in the future can get the same level of education as those who have come through it and succeeded? Those are collective decisions, and this is about a social responsibility. It's about supporting our fellow citizens, about making things more equitable.
But in the face of this backlash against ideas like repealing the senior sales tax exemption, the Assembly is looking at another option, property taxes. And to put this in context, Assembly members are facing two different but related challenges. One is immediate: how to fill the $1 million gap in the city budget for the coming year. That gap is driven by state budget cuts and shortfalls at the Sitka School District and Sitka Community Hospital. The other challenge is long-term. How does Sitka create a sustainable tax base to pay for city services? During a work session before the meeting, Sitka's new assessor, Wendy Lawrence, said right now, Sitka does things backwards. In most of the state, cities get most of their revenue from property taxes. But Sitka has a property tax cap. The city hasn't raised rates since 1989, and as a result, Sitka gets about 65% of its tax revenue from various sales taxes. Lawrence said that statewide, it's the opposite. Only 17% of municipal revenues come from sales taxes, while 83% come from property taxes. And that's the way it should be, Lawrence said.
A property tax has been the stalwart of budgets for centuries.
Yeah.
It is the more stable tax base.
Okay.
And any way you look at it, Sitka's property taxes are pretty low. The city has one of the lowest millage rates in the state at 6 mils. The statewide average is more than 11 mils. And Sitka's per capita property tax revenue is about half that of Juneau or Ketchikan and about a third less than Petersburg or Kodiak. Member Michelle Putz summed up her conclusions.
So essentially, I believe I hear you saying we really don't have a realistic tax structure in Sitka. Is that true?
Just
admit it. That's what you're saying, and I agree with you.
It's skewed, and we have challenges.
That brought Putz to another tax proposal before the Assembly. This one would put a measure on the October ballot asking voters to raise the cap to 7 mils, generating about $1 million for the school district. But Putz said, would that just be a Band-Aid?
It may not be a really very realistic or worthwhile proposal.
May I speak frankly? It will.
I want you to.
It
speak
will
frankly.
Get you the revenue that you need this year, but it will be very difficult to make a change because it is within charter.
In other words, raising the cap would bring in more money now, but if the city wants real flexibility, it should get rid of the cap altogether. Lawrence said changes like this work best with a major public process, and not a quick one, if the anti-tax sentiment at this meeting was any guide. But, she said, cities do this all the time.
We can do this. We can make our community progressive in its taxation policies. You know, businesses want to invest in places that have sound taxation, and residents will feel more comfortable living in places that have sound taxation.
In the end, the Assembly voted to advance the measure, putting a property tax increase on the October ballot. But members were clearly interested in the idea of a more comprehensive approach, which means that taxes will likely be staying on the agenda for a while longer. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.